panoply, panorama, panpipe, pansy, aha, pansexual, knowing no boundaries of sex or gender. Sound interesting? Then join Sally on Sundays at noon for Out of the Pan. All those gender questions making you think too hard? Whether it's transgender, bisexual, polyamorous or beyond, we'll throw those questions into the pan and cook up the answers for you. So go on, push that gender envelope, only on 3CR 855am digital and 3cr.org.au.
The ones that make you laugh. And when it comes to the double names, you don't do things by half.
You don't call curry, curry, curry. And you don't call gin, gin, gin. You don't call moony, moony, moony. And you don't call king, king, king. You never call pindy, pindy, pindy. And you don't call grong, grong, grong. And you don't call wogga, wogga, wogga. No, sir, call a wogga, wogga, wogga.
Kai, kai, wangy, wangy, and woy, woy. And if you call tumby, umby, chumby,
well, that proves you're a silly boy.
Cockle bitty isn't cockle.
Duck and willer isn't duck. Burp and Gary isn't burpin'.
Muck and iller isn't muck.
Urine.
Quinty isn't urine.
And bee tree isn't bee. You look pretty silly, calling Lily, Pilly, Lily, and we war isn't we.
And you don't call Walla, 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 and you don't call Curl, Curl, Curl. You don't call Meta, 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 and you don't call Wool, Wool, Wool. Never call Bura, 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 and you don't call Bong, Bong, Bong. And you don't call Wagga, 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 no sir, call Wagga, Wagga, Wagga is wrong.
It's Terry. Stan. Peterborough isn't Peter.
Dan Darrigan isn't Dan.
Kenny Bry's not Kenny.
Jack Gadgery isn't Jack.
Never ever call Jim Boomba Jim. And Maxville isn't Mac.
So now you'll all remember Ted Egan's good advice. Some words are so fair dinkum that you have to use them twice.
You don't call curry, curry, curry. And you don't call gin, gin, gin. You don't call moody, moody, moody. And you don't call kin, kin, kin. You never call pindy, pindy, pindy. And you don't call wrong, wrong, wrong. And you don't call wogga, wogga, wogga. No, sir, call a wogga, wogga, wogga is wrong. Never, ever, ever call wogga, wogga, wogga. Call a wogga, wogga, wogga is wrong.
3CR 855am, 3CR digital, 3cr.org.au and 3CR on demand. Out of the Pan with Sally, first broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon. Thanks for your company. 3CR broadcasts from the lands of the Kulin Nations at the overlap of the contested lands of the Wurundjeri and Bunurong peoples. And we pay respects to elders past, present and emerging. Hello to any Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander First Nations people tuning in on this end of Ida Hobbit Month Sunday. And we acknowledge that all the lands were stolen and never ceded. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. I'm Sally Goldner. I proudly use the pronoun she and her. Welcome to listeners of all genders, including but not limited to ladies and gentlemen, and whether you are non-binary, whether you are agender, gender fluid, any gender at all, if you support this program and are interested in it, thanks for listening. And there's lots of ways to get in touch with the show today. You can do so by emailing outofthepan855@gmail.com. You can send an SMS to 61456 751 215. You can look for posts on Twitter, Mastodon, Blue Sky, and Instagram at Sal Gold Said So, and that's the bottom line. And there are posts on Facebook on my page, Sally Goldner AM, and Out of the Pan 3CR 855 AM Melbourne. And you can also postal mail, that old-fashioned thing, to PO Box 1277, Collingwood 3066. Any opinions I express on the show are very, very much my own. And I will give warnings for content notes today of transphobia and queerphobia, and therefore will definitely give right off the top the numbers for QLife, which includes Switchboard in Victoria and Tasmania, 1800 184 527, and also the Family Violence Line, which could be relevant, 1800 542 847. Rainbow Door, you can call on 1800 729 367 and SMS 0480 017 246. Content notes for transphobia and queerphobia. Now, I opened up today with the cheery, fun song of Greg Champion from the Custom CD, which is out of print, but you can get it on places like Discogs and other secondhand type of places. And that one co-written by Greg Champion, Don't Call Wagga Wagga Wagga. We'll have lots of fun music today. As I say, there's two tough topics that I want to talk about on the show. Hard to avoid the ludicrous bill that was introduced into Parliament this week by a Nationals MP, but also, as per the social media posts, a report that was released on Friday into elder abuse in LGBTIQA plus communities, as specific to LGBTIQA plus people, but also as it relates, how does that compare to general elder abuse? So some difficult topics, but I thought I'd bunch them in. As I said, we'll have some cheery music counterbalance the difficult topics. What in the colloquialism was that song? Yes, roving reporter has messaged in on the Out of the Pan 855 at Gmail line, Don't Call Wagga 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 by Greg Champion, and probably lots of the could have been champions as well. Rip snorter, mate, and all that. Well, look, obviously the news of the week is the introduction into federal parliament by Nationals MP of a bill that would reinstate definitions of man and woman into the Federal Sex Discrimination Act. And, well, I'll try to be as balanced as I can what that might and might not do for trans people in terms of protection at a federal level. Now, let's call a spade a shovel from the point of view of trans people. 3CR proudly, proactively taking a pro-trans point of view. And look, in my opinion, the only thing that can be said about this bill is it would be damaging to trans people, despite the hollow, unsubstantiated exhortations of the Coalition and Alistair Taylor and co saying, oh no, trans people wouldn't be worse off. Malarkey is the case. And Nationals MP Alison Penfold introduced this private members bill into Parliament earlier this week. And let's try to get to the gist of it, because there has been an analysis that is publicly available from someone who I consider in any way one of the most reliable human rights legal bloggers in so-called Australia, and that is Alistair Laurie. And Alistair is a cisgender person who's a tireless ally for trans and people with variation of sex characteristics. And so Alistair has said it makes changes to the definition of gender identity, inserts new definitions of man, woman and sex. And so ultimately this would mean sex assigned at birth would trump gender identity in his opinion. And the bill has let's make it clear, it is a bill, it is not law yet. Trans women Because it has a section 32A, which says protections for trans would no longer apply, quote, in relation to the provision of sex-based activities or services exclusively for women that consist of or include the provision of areas ordinarily used only by women, such as accommodation, prisons, women's shelters, lavatories, sanitary facilities or changing rooms, or participation in sporting activities or any other activities that are established and operated exclusively for women. So they're going right to the emotive areas that they've been pushing for years, and I'll talk about all of that in a second. So if it's sex assigned at birth, which no doubt becomes immutable, this would also mean trans men would be required to use women's services. And I'm reminded here of the UK group Press for Change, who used to send a trans man and a trans woman along to so-called women-born women or women's-only conferences and say, well, you've got to let one person in. You can't let neither in if it's a women's-only conference. And, of course, these gender-critical types, as they're now called, struggled to let the trans man in because it looks like a man, but, then... And they wouldn't let the trans woman in. So this means, trans men would need to use women's services in all of those areas listed out. And as Alistair says here, Ms. Penfold has decided to volunteer herself for the position of National Toilet Police Commissioner, complete with the power to conduct genital examinations. And Alistair goes on to say this post is on his LinkedIn account. This nonsensical and other objectives that are too strong for LinkedIn, Bill, seems to import the worst elements of the anti-trans culture war that's been raging in the UK and US for several years. And it tries to amend the SDA's current definitions of sexual orientation to reintroduce outdated terminology of opposite sex. Now, of course, what this also does is, whilst this is always an attack on trans, we have to think of our siblings with variations of sex characteristics who are also affected by this war. And Morgan Carpenter, bioethicist, executive director of Interaction, Intersex Human Rights Australia, said, quote, proposals to enact definitions of biological sex can have an adverse effect on people with intersex variations. Sometimes people may find themselves involuntarily reclassified out of their birth observed sex. So this has far more than the effect. And this bill is a disaster. Let's be clear about that. Let's get that out of the way. However, before we go into major panic, let's look at a few things carefully. The bill was introduced as a private member's bill. Now, very few private member's bills of any sort regularly get very far in any Australian parliament, federal, state or territory. And so what will happen? It's most likely that it'll sit there. It's hardly likely there's going to be enough agreement across both houses of parliament to move it much further. So it's more a rallying cry, is Alistair's comment. But it does signify what a future coalition or Liberal National and One Nation type of government might do. There's no question about that. So there is time before the next federal election to make sure that we can do something here. And that's where this starts, of course, right away. And one thing that you can do is write to at least one member of the House of Representatives or Senator in your state, particularly Labor. Now, we know the Greens are against this. We know good senators like David Pocock, lower house independents like Monique Ryan, who a huge congrats to her. If you check her socials, particularly Instagram, she has spoken out against the bill using calm, rational language, which I'll also come to as well. These are things we can do. And make sure that this just sits there for as long as possible. But the thing is, it has to be nipped in the bud, and we have to be proactive, and we have to find ways to, counter the nonsense. So I'll come back to that in the next segment. Let's have some more, unusual and thought-provoking humour type of music. I love this one from an album called Coming In From The Cold, which was an album which raised money for Melbourne's homeless many years ago, in particular, and supported the big issue. And I have to, at this point, quote a joke that another stand-up comedian once made. This was 10 homeless people walk into a bar, and the bar attendant says, "Sorry, can't serve you." And the homeless person says, "What's the big issue?" Anyway, I'll come back to your queries after the music roving. So from this album, here are the fantastic This Is Serious Mum, or TISM, and a track that, as far as I know, only came out on this album called Morning Town, M-O-U-R-N, etc., etc., Morning Town Ride. And this is 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3CR.org.au, and 3CR On Demand. Out of the Pan with Sally.
Skins want your Doc Martens. Don't get off the train at Camberwell. The writers want your Air Jordans. Don't get off the train at Essendon, you'll get attacked for your markers. Don't get off the train at Frankston, you'll get attacked by the rockers.
Don't get off the train. Don't get off the train.
Train at Eltham, the Yodel Yachts want Lederhosen. Don't get off the train at Caulfield, Yid Boys want a copy of The Chosen. Don't get off the train at Broadie, Petrolheads want your Toronto. Don't get off the train at Lavender Drill again, want your banana.
Thank you. Out of the Pan thanks Go Kindly for their sponsorship of this program. Go Kindly creates high-quality, locally made bedding, donating 50% of profits to support women and gender diverse people experiencing housing stress. Check out gokindly.com.au and take their pillow quiz.
Cover system is broken. Delays, denials, and profit-driven decisions are hurting real people physically, mentally, and financially. Add your support to the call for change by the Injured Workers Support Team. Visit the Parliament of Victoria website, find the Legislative Reform for Workers' Compensation System e-petition, and add your name. Stand with the IWST and injured workers. Demand a system that is centred on recovery, dignity and safety. Sign the petition today. IWST is a 3CR supporter.
Indeed, supporting 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au and 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally. First broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon. Thanks for your company. And thanks to our ongoing sponsor, Go Kindly, who provide a great product and support 3CR and diverse communities. Good stuff indeed. Now, the fabulous roving reporter has sent another message, a few messages in here, it looks like. A certain One Nation leader has announced she has ambitions to be Prime Minister. Well, ambitions are one thing, achieving them is another. Whether that will happen or not, well, we've got the power, as that's a message I think that's is on 3CR somewhere, says we can do something about this. And you have brilliantly pointed out, Roving, is there any feedback from Tim Wilson about this bill now? Is Tim Wilson a real ally of the LGBTIQA plus community? Tim Wilson, someone who declares himself a feminist. Well, let's find out, how strong a feminist and what sort of ally he is to trans people. He needs to, make sure that he condemns this bill. Let's see if he's got the strength of principle to do that. Roving's also asked, is Pauline delusional? See quotes attached. Let's just have a look at that, if we can, if the thing's going to open. Look, I don't know if she's delusional. I mean, people genuinely, I suppose, believe, that... the thing is with people, and this goes back a long time, it's amplified now in days of a more connected world, but as much as, the content note level is pretty high today, we Joe Bjorke-Petersen used to just apparently ramble incoherently, but underneath it, I suppose, was a sharp political mind. And so, people like Trump and Hansen and others may appear to do that. And they won't give direct answers, that sort of thing. Ask a question. When there are no clouds in the sky, would you call the colour that the sky usually is blue? Oh, that's disingenuous. That sort of thing. So I think maybe that's give us an answer as to what we need to be trying to do, is to pin one thing we can do amongst many is pin things down. An openly gay MP from One Nation whose partner is Muslim has come out this week. This is over in South Australia. Roving has said, scratching my head as to how they'd be out and proud in a very conservative party. Well, look, there's always, the thing with that, Roving, is the old story that, the conservatives and conservative political parties will then go and say, see, look, we're not prejudiced at all. Look, we've got that one person, or, it's the old one of my best friends is gay type of thing. And, of course, that is, not the answer. It's, what they say, what they do and what they don't say, what they do and don't do that matters when it comes down to it. And this is where perhaps people who are neurodivergent, who are quick to see through what might be called bovine excretae, can do as well. But what are other things we can do? Well, it's been great to see an organisation called Not In Our Name, NION form, which is similar to an organisation in England, which is an alliance of women who support trans women. And that's very, very welcome. And I'm hoping to catch up with them soon, because it's important that is very quickly get support. And it's been interesting that they've asked for women and organisations to join them in their support, and the support has very quickly exceeded expectations. I think they only wanted 100 people to sign their petition at first, and I'm just trying to see where it got up to. I mean, I know it accelerated quickly to 300, but it may be closer to 10,000 now, which is very, very welcome, needs to happen very, very quickly, and just trying to get the website up on that one. And I'd urge queer organisations and allies of true allies of trans people, women. Yeah, now 300,000 as of this time, 12:26 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, Sunday the 31st of May, 3,657. They're now aiming for 6,400. And as this website, actionnetwork.org/forms, NION Women Oz says, Not In Our Name, women in support of the trans community. We are women from every corner of society, mothers, daughters, friends, sisters, grandmothers, partners, colleagues, caregivers and leaders, united in rejecting the discrimination and exclusion of transgender people in our name. Those who continue to target this minority group do not speak for us or represent our interests. We call on politicians and media to stop scapegoating trans people, long shared our spaces and been valued members of our community. And here's a really good point: to focus on the real issues of violence and inequalities affecting women and girls. We do not shame or blame any woman who has felt anxious or uncertain about trans rights, given the media and certain politicians portraying trans siblings as a threat. Now, that's the thing, portrayal. I want to come back to that. No matter your starting point, we welcome all women to join us in learning together and building an Australia where all are free, supported and safe from gender-based expression. Vision is a society where people can live their lives with equality, dignity, free from discrimination, with inclusive and diverse women's spaces that don't police our looks, and proper funding for family and domestic violence services. My emphasis on those last few words, and goes on to talk about all the various forms of discrimination. We refuse to allow our experiences to be weaponized against other women and marginalized people, even more likely to be victims. Refuse to go along with a culture of gender policing. Refuse to stay silent. And, they call on Australian politicians and media to recognise the women across the country who are supportive of the trans plus community. So this is just what the proverbial doctor ordered, and I'd urge women to certainly sign that. I am still to find out how men and non-binary people can support this. Maybe there is something else that can happen there, but it's great to see this being organised and moving. So, going through the proverbial stratosphere very, very quickly. What else? As I said, write to your. I think I personally feel somewhat despondent that federal Labor has not been assertive enough on this issue, in my opinion. I don't believe in just, ignore it will go away. I remember during the 2019 Victorian debate on birth certificates where then Equality Minister Martin Foley just, was able to calmly rebut what was said against the bill. So I think that it's that sort of thing that can be done. As I also said, write to federal Labor MPs, and members of the House of Representatives and Senators, usually at least four of each, actually probably closer to eight in each state or territory. Just look up the relevant parliamentary websites, find out who they are. You can write to at least one of them. Find out who nearby House of Representatives members are, write to them, and ask, closed questions. Don't give them any wriggle room and all that sort of thing. We have to find out where they stand and make sure they are proactive in shutting this down, not just, it'll go away in the end. There's no doubt that the Nationals MP's bill is a proverbial cunning stunt, but the thing is that it is still a publicity-seeking stunt, and this is the sneaky ways that these gender criticals operate. They don't seem to get directly into public debate. They sort of sneak around, do a publicity sort of event, then come back and sneak a bit more, build up their emotion, as one right-wing Christian, anti-trans Christian group said outright in relation to bathrooms some years ago. The bathroom debate was a debate we concocted to stir up emotions. Well, we need to start pointing out that this is about emotion and where are the facts. And what I loved about the Nyon comment, and had the same thoughts earlier in the week, was with great respect to the women and children who are lost due to the violent element of cisgender men, which is nothing to do with trans women. I never hear gender criticals go on about that element. I don't hear that certain Nationals MP go on about it. So not buying the malarkey, everything. Some people say fact doesn't work in this post-truth era. Well, it certainly can't hurt. And I think it's about how we, get past the emotive generalisations, exaggerations, simplifications that are being put out about trans people and start doing about it. Roving, I'm going to say I'd better be a little careful here. Tony Abbott, now president of the Liberal Party. Self-sabotage or pure greed and ego? There could be non-binary options there. I don't think Tony Abbott is perhaps well-regarded by a lot of the Australian public. Perhaps it shows desperation roving on the Liberal Party's part that there isn't anyone there. But, I've said, and where does it leave the Liberal Party was where my ADHD brain was just going very quickly. And, I've long advocated that really, if what was the traditional right of centre really wanted to organise itself, it would just have a smaller Liberal Party and a Conservative Party. Obviously there's going to be some crossover and there's no clear-cut boundary. It's not like COVID where the borders were shut, so to speak. But if the right really wanted to organise itself, it would do it that way. But it doesn't because, as you rightly point out, rightly, pun intended, point out, it's because of egos. And, I should have brought along skyhooks and something about a dirty word. Seriously, it is. That's why Corey Bernardi, goes off and tries to form a Conservative Party. It doesn't work. So now he's with one, then he's been, with Family First? Is he with One Nation now? Which week are we in? It's just egos. Fred Nile, Pauline Hanson, many others. And, the egos can't work together, which maybe from the point of view of the left is a good thing. So there's certainly plenty you can do. As I say, talk to your federal Labor MPs, sign various petitions, other things. Keep pointing out mistruths. The other thing that comes across many, many times is when people know a trans person, makes things a bit easier. And so I think most people know trans people. That's something we can do. We're people, trying to live our lives, who happen to be trans as well. The other thing is, said it before, say it again, doesn't the coalition have any decent, concrete economic policies? I know for me, I'm worried about the cost of fuel, the cost of groceries, the cost of accommodation, whether rental or mortgage, and I don't, it's not just about saving for a home. Why aren't we looking at those sorts of things would be what I would like to be knowing about. They're the sort of things that I think we could consider as well. In the meantime, let's have some more musics. And this time we've got Becky Cole from the Live at Lazotte album. And here's the live version of her fun track, Sorry I Asked. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3CR.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally.
Sorry I asked. work one day, I stopped in at the store. Lady next to me in line, just about 84. Well, she looked so sweet and innocent, I had to say hello and how are you. And she said, well dear, when you get to my age, things start drooping at this stage. I mean, my eyesight's not what it used to be, so my knitting had to stop, you see. And it's hard to move with a plastic hip. Dr. James removed this thing from my lip. The fluid retention takes its toll. I mean, I really do have bladder control. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Sorry I asked
how you were doing. I was really only trying to be polite. Sorry I asked. I never realized that you would be complaining half the night.
Well, I was just making conversation. That's just too much information.
Sorry I asked.
Running late to catch a plane, I stopped to get some fuel. There behind the counter was a girl I knew in school, and I really had no time to spare. Still I said, hello and how are you? And she said, well, Charlene's 5 now, Scott's 13. He's a mongrel child, if you know what I mean. If his father would just take control, but the lazy bastard's on the dole. But I love his mullet and his flannelette shirt, and he's good to me, cause he lets me work. And he and mum don't see eye to eye, so we're moving out to give his mum a try. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Sorry I asked how you were doing. I was really only trying to be polite. Sorry I too much information. Sorry I
asked. Make it pretty, boys.
Guy from work sent us on a blind date. Said that he was made for me, believed that it was fate. And when we met, he looked so fine, I had to say hello. How are you?
And he said, well, my third wife's taken me to court. She wants the house that my first wife bought. I lost $500 at the TAB. What do you know about declaring bankruptcy? My oldest son's nearly up for parole, but the youth runs great with the parts he stole. But you're not as ugly as I'd feared. This is the first date I've had since the rash has cleared.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry I asked how you were doing. I was really only trying to be polite. Sorry I asked. I never realized that you would be complaining half the night. Too much information. Big conversation. That's just too much information. Sorry I am. Sorry I
am. Is this eight items or less, do you?
Oh.
Shall I get back on the counter, boys? You're not supposed to be at work.
Are you gonna cook me breakfast or what?
Digital, 3cr.org.au and 3CR on demand out of the pan with Sally, first broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon. Thanks for your company. And we just heard from Becky Cole from the album Live at Lazotte's, and That is the track Sorry I Asked, some fun impersonations. And also, if you look up the original film clip of that, dare we say, a little bit of Drag King from Becky as well on the third verse. A very talented and lovely performer, and just loves entertaining. That's what we like to see. Good on you, Baxter. Yes, coming back to the program. Yes, so lots you can do. I'd also welcome anyone else's ideas on what you might want to do to to turn the tide around, not just sort of stop the spread of nonsense that is out there in relation to anti what I will call, it's my right and my individual freedom to call anti-trans ideas. But the other thing that came up today, again, not great, which is why I'm sort of putting in sort of these humorous tracks to just do some attempt at Libran balance, as much as we're in Gemini at the moment, although it is another air sign, and we're approaching a full moon. Gemini, we're probably about 6 months away. Does that make it Sagittarius, I think, full moon? So a bit fiery. Anyway, but seriously, a... content note once again, this time for broader queerphobia, because I received notification on Friday that a report had been released, which I was aware but had fallen out of my diary, as things can do, on LGBTIQA+ elder abuse. And it's great that the federal government funded not only this report but one on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander elder abuse as well. And I'll pop a link to these reports into the Poodlecast. But if you go to the Australian Institute of Family Studies, AIFS, and search for elder abuse, you should be able to get it as well now if you don't want to, rather than reading out the exact link. Now, again, this does have some, distressing content in there. Mention of queerphobia if you do read it, but certainly it's one of those things that we've got to talk about, because I think there is elder abuse of all sorts in aspects of our queer communities. Now, some of it is, of course, similar to elder abuse that the broader population might have. I don't think that it's queer older people, let's say, for example, might be more at risk of scams. It can be said that older people can be, sort of a little more trusting of people, and there could be, hearing type of issues, which means if some scammer rings up over the phone, they perhaps might not pick up on things, lack of awareness of, scams, that sort of thing, although there's lots of good work being done to prevent these sorts of things and minimise these things happening, LGBTIQA+ people may face different issues, of elder abuse. And I remember some years ago, and this is a very high level one, but I think it is in context, where a trans woman was placed into a nursing home, and however, the staff didn't even realise what was going on until they first went to shower the person, because the person had been admitted by an adult child who was not supportive of their trans parent, and had said, "Well, I won't look." They had the older trans person had been previously in a relationship, partner had died, as I say, adult child not supportive, and said, "Well, I'll only care for you if you go into aged care under your old male name, address, and appear and present as a male." And then, as I say, when the staff went to shower the person, found out what was going on and were quite horrified. and their duty of care is to the person in their care. Unfortunately, it was on its way to the guardianship board, but the person developed either Alzheimer's or dementia and therefore couldn't put a complaint in. So I'm never really sure how it ended. The other thing, the adult child had said, well, you won't see your grandchildren again unless you do it this way, but she never brought them anyway. So this is the sort of thing that goes on where it's queer specific, to give one example, but it can be other things, threatening to out people. Many, I think it's fair to say that a lot of older trans people are more likely to use the term B in stealth and therefore not wanting to disclose their trans status. And that's, of course, a perfectly reasonable thing for a trans person of any age. They might just want to be men or women as per their sense of inner self. And, then they get threatened to be outed, that sort of thing. Can happen for others. Of course, we've heard stories of elder abuse, and this is still prevalent where people go up into religious aged care, which even though religion is not exempt from, religion cannot discriminate against LGBTIQA plus people in federal law in the provision of services for aged care, some are still doing it, where, for example, a gay male couple might go into a religious home and they're told either they can't display any signs that they're in a relationship, so they can't even put pictures of themselves together up in their own room or something, or they are put into separate rooms, which of course is highly abusive. So there's all these sorts of things, but it's a very comprehensive report. Difficult reading. Many things in there. The summary sort of looks at, says that the prevalence of older people who have experienced one or five types of what I'm going to summarise as the generalist abuse, 14.8% of the broader older population, experienced elder abuse, but it was much higher for queer people. I'm just trying to find the exact figure for that. And it is much higher. I think it was 27%. No, sorry, 36%. So 2.5 times as much. And, then we've got to look at the specific things that can happen, some of which I can mention. Which I have mentioned, sorry, but also need to be considered. Queerphobia, sexism, and specific types of things, biphobia, lesbophobia. This is very interesting that the report covers lateral violence, which was highlighted by some gay and lesbian older people and transgender diverse older people. Interesting that it doesn't mention bi plus people. I was quite staggered by that, given that older bi people have experienced this, including in our communities. Now, maybe it wasn't experienced as older people at the time, but I've commented many times on the appalling history of biphobia within Mardi Gras as one thing. So these are sort of issues that sort of come into it. And then we added intersectionality. This report certainly mentions disability as well. And the one thing that, we'll say from my point of view, quadruple content note, some lesbian participants described not being permitted to advocate and seek for cisgender women-only spaces as abuse and mistreatment. Well, it isn't. When are we going to get this clear that, being not allowed to discriminate is not discrimination. But it says, also this report says some other queer participants identify this behaviour as discriminatory against trans or gender diverse women, which, linking into the first half of the show, should be reminded that 90% of Australians didn't, prior to the last election, did not want to see trans people being used as a political football. And despite what some of the gender critical groups say, their organisations are not representative of lesbians, not representative of lesbian, gay, bi people overall. It should be pointed out that the UK branch of the LGB Alliance, for example, under oath, had to admit that only 7% of their members were lesbians. It's just that they're very loud and they've got a lot of money behind them. So they're able to keep pushing their publicity stunts. There seems to be that this, coming back to elder abuse, as I say, 2.5 times the amount of, compared to the whole population, and specific issues, perhaps because of a whole lived, older queer people have a lifetime of experience of mistreatment and abuse. And it is a fair thing to say that the surgeries, unwanted surgeries that many people with variation of sex characteristics have experienced, would be called abuse as well. So maybe we are aware of it and it's just been covered up. So all sorts of things to consider. Anyway, I'll put the link for that report into the podcast. And roving, yes, some good news and a nice doco from a Melbourne girl called Kylie with her Netflix doco. Yep, she's been a strong ally, and it's highly recommended. She's noted for her allyship, although some people. Are also, they have their thoughts on that. Kylie, long-time queer leader Richard Watts, who was with one of the older versions of the Queer Papers, did say, well, Kylie wasn't giving any queer media interviews a few years ago and wouldn't cover her until she had the first cancer scare. Now, it's horrible that that's what broke it, but, was there... was it both ways? So she's certainly been an ally, but perhaps could she have done more? We don't know. Anyway, let's have a couple of messages. I'll come back and wrap up the program and tell you what's happening for the rest of the afternoon on Freedom of Species and other programs throughout the afternoon. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally.
What we're dealing with here is a total lack of respect for the law.
Tune in to Done by Law.
An informal and irreverent look at the law. Critical insights and analysis from diverse community perspectives.
Done by Law, 6 p.m. Tuesdays.
Hi, I'm Leroy McQueen, and you're listening to 3CR.
That is us, 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3CR.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally. First broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon. Thanks for your company. It is 7 minutes to one, which means very, very soon. The show that will be coming up is Freedom of Species. And on Freedom of Species today, they have a show that goes kind of right to the heart of why they and many of the shows are here, because they're covering vegan stereotypes. And I'm sure there are many, same as groups who face negativity in the broad sense can face stereotypes. So they'll be, ripping through those. I have every certainty. At 2 o'clock, it's Rotations, and at 3 p.m., Madison is in with Queering the Air and a couple of great guests on Queering the Air today. Ray, who presents on a great community station based up further north in Brisbane, 4ZZZ, who do great work. Madison caught up with Ray at the Trans Book Festival. And so a bit of chat about that, but also about queer life in Bris Vegas. And also Madison has a fab human on the show, Teague Lee, who's a photographer who does photography in all sorts of places, but also I know does it for Midsummer and Pride March, amongst all sorts of other things. So lots of great radio on, and then the Salaam radio show at 4 o'clock. So yeah, look, stay safe. Once again, really important given the content of today's show and what is happening out there in the world at the moment, giving all those support numbers again. QLife, including Switchboard in Victoria and Tasmania, 1800 184 527. You know, for family violence, 1800 542 847. Rainbow Door, 1800 729 367 is the phone number. SMS 0480 017 246. I'll take it out today with Wilson Dixon, all the way from the Rocky Mountains, possibly. And here's a track from his first album, Wilson Dixon's Greatest Hits, called Never. Thanks for tuning into Out of the Pan. I'm Sally Goldner. Catch you next week.
Wrote a song about making mistakes. This song's called Never. It's about what not to do. It's off my third album, Dark Side of the Moon. Never ask a blind man for directions. The reason for that is pretty clear. Never poke a stick into a beehive, then stand still hoping the bees don't notice that you're there. Never trust a left-handed woman. She'll only ever take you by surprise. Never publicly ridicule a midget. Proportionately, they're very strong for their size. Never wave at someone, realize they're a stranger, then lower your hand and pretend you were scratching your head. They'll just think you're a fool, and that's a one more person thinking that you don't need. Never go to Spain and head into the mountains and expect to see much rain. Never ride a horse without your pants on. The initial sense of freedom just ain't worth the pain. Never as a bet, coat yourself in butter and honey and run naked through a field of newborn calves. The money that you'll win will never erase those memories. Never bluff your way into employment, especially if the job concerns the safety of the elderly. Never believe a letter from Reader's Digest that tells you you've won $1 million. And on the strength of that, go out and buy a new house with your checkbook. Never go into business with a family member, especially if it's something to do with cattle. It's your brother. His name's Jethro. Never forget where you laid a beer trap. Then go and look for it at nighttime, half drunk, wearing sandals. Never peel an orange with a hacksaw. Never put a cockroach up your nose. Never let a pig know what you're thinking. Never suck petrol up through a hose. Never, ever, ever, ever say never. Even if your name's Trevor, it ain't clever. Never choose words for a song just because they rhyme together. It'll just cheapen the song and spiral it off into an area of deconstruction.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.